Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley and team giving you the daily forecasts for the week beginning Monday, March 24th, and ending on Sunday the 30th. I thought I was going to do one podcast and include the eclipse that's coming, this partial solar eclipse on the 29th, 9 degrees of Aries, 6:58 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and the shift for Neptune into Aries on the 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But that turned out to be 32 minutes worth of Shelley talking because I kept receiving, and that's what happens with me. So I'm just going to do the daily aspects so that if you want to hear in depth about Neptune in Aries and the eclipse in Aries, then you have another podcast to listen to. Okay, and I hope you will, because there's some powerful information in this. Monday, we start out early with Capricorn moon, and we're in the fourth quarter already. So we are now waning, and as the days go by, it'll be a waning crescent moon until it goes into a dark moon phase by the 28th, the 27th and 28th, where you're not seeing the moon, and that will be right before your solar eclipse, partial solar eclipse. Okay. So this is when we are looking at what we need to change or redo or basically release to have a better result in our lives in some area of life. We have Mercury retrograde still in Aries. We have Venus retrograde still in Aries. They're both going to shift signs and retrograde back into Pisces this week. Venus will do that on Thursday, and Mercury will do that on Saturday the 29th in the evening, 10:18 p.m. So it's still in Aries for the eclipse. So what we're looking at then is the fact that the retrogrades are suggesting as well that we are reviewing things, and we should be thinking about that instead of starting new things. Even though we had that equinox and going into the most energy, most light second quarter phase of the solar cycle, we want to start. The sun is saying it's Aries. No, just not until after these other events take place. And, you know, I think it's in April, I know for sure. I don't have the, I have the Venus retrograde information here. It goes direct at 24 Pisces Venus on the 12th of April. So that's not really that far from now, right? And then Mercury will go direct at 26 Pisces on April 9th. So if you can wait before you start something new or you make an important decision about something that you are going to maybe regret if you don't wait till you can see things from a different point of view, then, you know, whatever. And so I'm sort of suggesting that this particular fourth quarter phase is also not the energy you want for starting things. This is the lowest. This is the fourth quarter phase of the moon. So it relates to the, you know, moving into winter time of the solar cycle. So keep looking. Keep looking at what you value, keep looking at what you've been thinking, and, you know, see how things are going. You know, how are your values Have they changed? You know, what do you want? Has that changed? So let's see. The moon had started out early, 1:18 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The moon in Capricorn was trine Uranus and Taurus. So that was some sort of, maybe in your sleep, you got an intuitive download about how you could change things for more stability. And then there is the gentle energy coming in from moon in Capricorn and sextile to Neptune in Pisces, 11:01 a.m. That will be when people in positions of authority may be more compassionate, more willing to explore feelings of others. Not long after, at 11:25 a.m., the moon enters the air sign Aquarius, makes a sextile to retrograde Venus in Aries until 2:15 p.m. So here's where you are, thinking about the future, looking over your old issues. Maybe there's a relationship that wants to show up again. I mean, that often happens just during a Mercury retrograde. Also, you hear from people you haven't heard from in a long time. And, you know, do you want them in your future? This is something you might be thinking about, but this is like sort of a fun aspect. Aquarius and Aries both like to have adventures. So if you were meeting someone for lunch, you know, a new place is a good idea. And you'll probably have fun. The Sun in Aries is joining Mercury, though. This is the second Kazemi for Mercury, 3:48 p.m. So be aware that you may be doing things quickly and not thinking, and so be a bit careful about that energy. Moon joins Pluto in Aquarius, 5:34 p.m. Well, this Moon-Pluto is always obsessive energy. It just is. And the powerful, intense emotions. Aquarius doesn't show emotion that much, you know, in general. It's cool and it's fixed. It's got its own ideas and it doesn't much care what anybody else thinks. You know, it'll keep it. It'll keep their own ideas. So that's the kind of energy you're in. You may have a connection to someone who is powerful, though, who might have something to do with your future. 5:34 p.m. Moon sextile retrograde Mercury in Aries until 7:06 p.m., sort of similar to what I said, only not as much necessarily of a romantic person, but some conversation or action or decision comes back in and is looked at in terms of whether that is something to keep. 7:06 p.m., very shortly after, the moon sextiles the sun in Aries until 7:36 p.m., and here you have an opportunity to be in a place of agreement or making some sort of a plan with an authority. But again, if it's about something that's already in the works, that's better during these retrogrades. The moon moves to trine Jupiter and Gemini, and that should give us a more uplifted, more optimistic, and even humorous energy that comes in for the rest of Monday evening and until 2:01 p.m. on Tuesday. So you've got a really long time to be gathering also very helpful information or making helpful connections to others. If, again, this was already something in the works, there can be a lot of good news to be had. And so from here, the moon energy is going to be challenged by a square to Uranus and Taurus, but that doesn't come in until Wednesday morning at 6:15 a.m. So you won't be feeling that right away. Just know that that is the trend coming in. It's like, oops, surprise, what? You know, it doesn't go smoothly ahead, whatever you've been thinking about, not right now anyway. Mercury retrograde sextile Pluto in Aquarius until 6:02 p.m. for this is also saying, I'm thinking about what I thought I wanted and an interaction I had with someone in power or a group. Aquarius is also your group affiliations. So there's a lot of energy about that. Well, we can see that in the outer world with what's going on with the Democrats now, right? You know, this is like, well, what did we say? Have we done anything? You know, have we taken a stand and this and that? So we may be having a big focus on that on Tuesday. And then this surprise thing happens, which could be a geophysical, the square to Uranus, at 6:15 a.m. the next day. But it could also be money, sudden thing about that. Definitely don't discuss money. You're not in the same ballpark about what you think you should be doing with the other person. So it's not a good time. That comes in for the evening on Tuesday and early morning on Wednesday. Moon enters, you got to avoid, of course, Aquarius moon now. Well, that gives a nice long time till 3:31 p.m. Moon enters Pisces. Aquarius loves void, of course, so does Sagittarius and Gemini. Like, free, free, free at last. Nothing's in my way, but also nothing comes of things unless it's a very close-in experience. It's just, you know, roaming. The moon is just roaming. It has no tale to tell. Entering Pisces, however, it has a tail. The tail to tell for the moon in Pisces doesn't come in until Thursday at 4:56 p.m., and that's the square to Jupiter in Gemini. This is an overwhelming amount of conversation or information for Pisces moon. So, but again, this isn't felt right away. Mercury retrogrades back into Pisces at 4:41 a.m., on Thursday, 27th, and immediately, of course, is going to join Neptune in Pisces, and that's at 9:13 a.m. So the Moon-Neptune conjunction, excellent for creativity, poetry, music, dancing, the arts of all kinds, arts, film, photography. Not so good at seeing things clearly if you're trying to find a rational point of view right now. It's very not there. It's cloudy. And so as long as you're doing something spiritual or yoga, Tai Chi, you know, that kind of thing, till 9:13 a.m., you're in good shape. But trying to make sense out of something or decide whether this person is trustworthy or not, or, you know, you're probably in idealizing it all land. So be aware of that. And then when we get past the Jupiter square, the moon in Pisces is going towards a trine to Mars in Cancer until 4:27 a.m., and so that is a big dose of compassion and the desire to be helpful to those people who are fighting for their security. And then we find the wake-up call is going to have a moon conjunct Saturn in Pisces, 7:03 a.m., bad news, bad feelings. You know, just don't feel like getting out of bed, not optimistic at all, or a lot of skepticism coming in. But it will brighten up a bit when the moon is in sextile to Uranus and Taurus at 7:55 a.m. So that's not a very long aspect, but it is the way to start the day until you get a little bit of ideas and intuition and maybe psychic energy coming in. Moon in Pisces will join Venus retrograde there at 3:17 p.m., and it will join Neptune at 4:30 p.m. So you've got a sort of a redo of the Venus conjunction to Neptune. The moon is bringing that energy back in. So, again, there's a lot of compassion to be had, but there's also a lot of confusion to be had. And particularly when we get past the Venus and into the Neptune conjunction, be aware of travel, maybe problematic, and contacting toxic or infections and things like that at the Moon in Pisces conjunct Neptune, 4:30 p.m. 6 minutes later, the Moon enters Aries and conjoins Mercury until 6:02 p.m. So this is like you were underwater and now the fires are lit, and there could be some pretty intense conversation going on and going back over. I mean, maybe there were fights and people were calling and saying, I didn't like what you know. Or if you're on social media, that'll be where you see a lot going on. But it's over at 6:02 p.m. and Aries Moon sextiles Pluto in Aquarius until 10:12 p.m. So that's a little more manageable energy looking at the future. And in comes the Moon-Sun conjunction, 6:58 a.m. on Saturday, and there's your solar eclipse, 9 degrees of Aries. That is a time now where you have come into the no moon scene and the no sun scene, but it's only partially. It's like a little, I don't know which one it's going to look like. Sometimes they just look like someone took a bite out of a cookie, you know. That's all it is. Sometimes it's a little bit more than that, but it certainly doesn't cover the whole sun. But you may find that you are feeling really tired as you move through Friday, and also that morning until that new moon is over. Then the moon starts to pick up, and it picks up the sextile to Jupiter in Gemini until 5:32 p.m. So here you are at the time of intention setting. I would use that stretch to set the intentions because it's a direct planet, and it's a beneficial, it's the greater benefit planet, and you can make some ideas about what you want to look at as you keep going in this waxing quarter, because this waxing quarter phase that we went into at the equinox is the biggest push of energy that you will have for the whole solar year, and then it will culminate at the midsummer solstice, and then we'll start going lower in light, okay? So things, you know, okay, so we're still retrograding a bit. We do have planetary shifts coming. But once you set those intentions, realize that they may not get an instant start, or they might if there are projects that you've already been involved with, right? So just keep that idea going while you are setting those intentions. And Mercury will retrograde into Pisces at 10:18 p.m. and join Neptune at 10:47 p.m. So that's not the time to try to get clear communications, or even if you're traveling, especially short journeys like around the neighborhood or something, it could be very difficult for some reason, fog, rain, whatever. Then we have the Moon in Aries in the background from 5:32 p.m. moving toward a square to Mars, that's the ruler, in Cancer at 5:18 a.m. You have what we call a mutual reception here. That is, the planet that rules Cancer is in the sign of the that Mars rules, and vice versa. So Mars is in Cancer, moon is in Aries. So it's a difficult time. It's 5:18 a.m., so it may be in your dreams, or you're across the pond and it's already 10:18 a.m., because this is the time. This is the day that the UK and parts east of us go into their summertime, the 30th. So there may be some issues already in, you know, the first morning of this. But it is not a good idea to get involved in discussions about home and family and, you know, who's the boss, who's in charge. That would be, you know, a lot of the problem there. 8 a.m., Neptune enters Aries Sunday. All right, well, it's a good thing the moon is giving us a little bit of a break in void, of course, because this is a shift. You may not notice, but some part of you will notice this shift. So you may want to spend Sunday in some pursuit where you aren't overly taxed, let's put it that way, so that you can sort of ease into a Neptune in Aries, what it's doing to the Aries energy, what the Aries is doing to Neptune. And that's in the other podcast, quite a lot of information about that. Moon enters Taurus, stable, steady Taurus, at 4:16 p.m., and we're now in the waxing first quarter of the moon. The moon is square Pluto in Aquarius until 9:53 p.m. So again, be in a place where whatever challenges are coming, you don't have to deal with it if you don't want to, and you're definitely better off not getting too wrapped and roped into anything. Moon in Taurus, Pluto in Aquarius, they're never going to agree about it, and it could be about finance. But once that's over, you're going to have a day where there's no aspects, because the next aspect for the moon in Taurus won't arrive until Tuesday, April 1st. April Fool's Day at 6:15 a.m., but it is a positive aspect. It is a sextile from the moon to Mars in Cancer. So that's it for the week. And actually what we get to have in the following week's forecast from the 31st of March through the 6th of April is a little breaky break time. And some nice energies, not every day, not all day, but it's like, yeah, we can start easing ourselves in to, again, the new and feeling our way into understanding what's going to be going on. The following Monday, Mercury will go direct. Yay! And then we have a full moon that is in Libra coming on the day that the planetary ruler, Venus, goes direct. Okay? So that's what I want to tell you. I hope you have a good experience, and I'll say goodbye for now.